Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Chapter 17. Earthquakes. How the power in the blood of Jesus released by faith in the hearts and mouths of believers provided protection during earthquakes from the beginning of the 20th century to what is now its end. Carrie Judd Montgomery, who lived between 1858 and 1946, is described by the Dictionary of Pentecostal and Charismatic Movements as a minister teacher, writer, editor, director of faith homes, and social worker whose ministry spanned more than 65 years. She and her businessman husband, George, established the Home of Peace in 1893 in a large three-story Victorian house near Oakland, California. From then until now, the home has served as a Bible training school, a faith home, an orphanage, a church, and a missionary service agency. It withstood many earthquakes to do so. Wayne Warner, Archives Director for the Assemblies of God, told how it survived the terrible San Francisco earthquake of 1906. Wayne says the following: Mrs. Montgomery would never forget the night of April 18, 1906, when she was awakened with a peculiar sense of imminent danger. She believed that God wanted her to, by faith, put the blood of Jesus over their house and Home of Peace nearby. Then she went back to sleep. When I again awakened, the house was rocking violently, and it seemed almost as though it were lifting from its foundations. Across the bay, San Francisco lay in ruins, and many buildings in Oakland were also damaged. The Home of Peace, which suffered no serious damage, became a refuge for people who had left San Francisco. Those same heavenly factors, the leading of the Holy Spirit and the applying of the blood of the Lamb by faith, worked together to protect an entire church family, their homes, businesses, and belongings in the powerful earthquake that struck at 4:31 a.m., January 17, 1994. Awakening Sound. The Los Angeles Times of January 18 reported a deadly magnitude 6.6 earthquake, the strongest in modern Los Angeles history, ripped through the pre-dawn darkness Monday, awakening Southern California with a violent convulsion that flattened freeways, sandwiched buildings, ruptured pipelines, and left emergency crews searching desperately for bodies trapped under rubble. A California couple described to the Times how they were awakened, comparing it to the 6.5 quake in 1971. This one felt much worse. It was much harder, a hard jolt. The 71 one swayed. The Times continued their article, quote, "This one did not sway. It slammed," unquote. Sometime later, experts discovered the unusual way Earth's plates hit together along a previously undiscovered fault line. This resulted in widespread damage, like that of an even larger magnitude quake, and it caused the sound to which Southern California awoke on that Monday morning. Pastors Arlen and Brenda Steen, and members of Thousand Oaks Christian Fellowship, awakened to the same loud sound. But some of them also heard another sound, a supernatural recording from their Sunday night service a few hours earlier. Here's the story. The Spirit and the Blood Agree. Brenda Steen had been experiencing the direct leading of the Holy Spirit for several weeks. The saving factor for the Steens and their church was she yielded to the Spirit's guidance, just as Carrie Judd Montgomery did. To illustrate the importance of yielding to the Spirit's leadings, I will go back a little. I shared how in early 1993 I began a search, which the Lord answered with a revelation of the blood of the Lamb. When I talked about some of these things privately with my friend Gloria Copeland, she said, "You need to share this with the body of Christ." She insisted that I come to Fort Worth to do that. It was with a certain amount of fear and trembling that I did so in the fall of 93. Brenda Steen requested the tapes. She said the Lord impressed her to listen to them three times and then to transcribe them. Then the Lord impressed her to preach the series exactly in the order they were preached at Eagle Mountain Church. Arlen ministers at the Sunday morning services and Brenda on Sunday nights. Sunday night after Sunday night, she preached. The week before the last session, she sat on the steps of the altar praying. A sense of caution stirred in her heart. "What is it, Lord?" "Make much of the blood." For days she heard that phrase in her spirit, but this day it was a warning. Brenda began to pray a spirit-led prayer. "Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this building." Then came the final Sunday night of the series. The Holy Spirit's clear direction to the Steens was to close the series with communion. 3 months before, at our final service in Fort Worth, Pastor George Pearson's of Eagle Mountain Church approached me just before the service. I remember the look on his face and exactly how he approached me. "Mrs. Brim," he said very kindly, but with the air of authority vested in the office he fills, "it is perfectly all right if you do not want to do this, but I have prepared the elements for communion. I believe I have heard from the Lord that He wants us to close this way." I thought about the material I needed to cover and considered the time element. Then I had the witness in my spirit that this was indeed the will of the Lord. On that Sunday night in Thousand Oaks, the Lord led the Steens to close in exactly the same way. Preceding communion, Brenda spoke with an unusual anointing. "How many want a revelation of the blood tonight?" she began. She preached on the bloodline from before the foundation of the world. She emphasized the first Passover and how they took a lamb for a house and drew a bloodline which stopped the destroyer. She brought in Rahab and the scarlet cord, emphasizing the saving of their possessions. She closed with Jesus' last Passover, wherein He disclosed that He was the bread, and His blood was the blood of the new covenant which was shed for us. The Holy Spirit surely filled her mouth, for she spoke as the oracle of God when she declared quite loudly, "I don't care if we do live in Southern California. I don't care if my house is on top of a fault line. My house will not be destroyed." The pastors invited the people to receive communion, a lamb for a house. Pastor Arlen said, quote, "Instead of taking it as a congregation, the head of each household led the communion for their own family, praying a bloodline of protection over each family member and their property." Unquote. It was a holy time. Testimonies of Deliverance. Brenda Steen sat straight up in bed at 4:31 a.m., only a few hours after dismissal of the Sunday night service. She heard the sound of the powerful quake first, but then she heard another sound. It was the sound of her own voice. "I don't care if we do live in Southern California. I don't care if my house is on top of a fault line. My house will not be destroyed." Person after person would testify to hearing the same supernatural recording as they gave testimony the following Wednesday night of the miraculous protection they all experienced. One child said, "I wasn't afraid. I heard Pastor Brenda's voice." As it turned out, the Steens' house was near the previously undiscovered fault line, which erupted to cause widespread devastation. Both L.A. and Ventura counties, including Thousand Oaks, were declared federal disaster areas. The houses on either side of the Steens lost china, mirrors, light fixtures, and suffered structural wall damage. Only one broken vase and a few cosmetic hairline cracks gave evidence that the Steens' house was shaken. Pastor Arlen went to the church as soon as possible. He especially wanted to check on their valuable collection of old Bibles and books. He knew that they had not fastened the tops of the bookshelves to the wall. They merely rested on larger bases. How happy and amazed he was to see that the tops of the cabinet had merely danced to the edges of the bases and stopped. All was well with the church building. And all was well with the true church, the people. Kenneth Copeland Ministries televised the story, and an excellent account by Melody Henry, along with pictures of those giving individual testimonies, was published in the Believer's Voice of Victory, July 1994. I'm borrowing freely from Miss Henry's story and mixing it with some testimonies given to me in order to share the wondrous works of God with you. Nothing was broken. Stuart Slosser awoke to the shaking and rolling that could only mean one thing: earthquake. He says, "I heard the shouts of the children awakening. Jumping out of bed to get to them, I began to hear loud crashing sounds, like things breaking and exploding. My wife joined me as we made our way down the darkened hallway, for the electricity had gone out. We got all the children under the doorways and began praying. We began by thanking Jesus that He was here with us. Then, as the rumbling sounds began to get louder, we began pleading the blood, first over our home, then ourselves and our neighborhood. Then we mentioned whatever the center might be. At that point, one of the kids said we needed to plead the blood over my business. So we did."
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.